our livestock markets have seen some pressure throughout the second half of the week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Overall, we're seeing still a very supported cattle market, but midway through the week, we saw some choppy trade and now seeing a little bit of pressure throughout the last couple days. And it really just feels like this market is trading with a lot of uncertainty in mind.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head on that one. I think it is a lot of uncertainty. You know, the stock market's on a little bit of a defensive move here today as well, and I think that's spilling over to cause a little bit of pressure or a little profit-taking in the cattle markets. Of course, as you mentioned, we've seen these cattle markets go, you know, sharply higher here in, you know, a year. I mean, it's been almost a full year that we've seen this bull run as far as the cattle are concerned, and seeing some profit-taking. We haven't had much of that happen, and I think that we're seeing a little bit of that. But I think just the concerns about what's going to happen with the tariffs and with the economy going forward, I think is playing a little bit of a part in adding a little bit of pressure to the market.
And that's Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag. And even when we look at the cash side, you know, it doesn't seem like that cash market really gets phased too much when futures dip like this. So we're still seeing really strong demand there.
We are. And it's really going to take, you know, a change in that for before this market, I think, is really going to tip over. So as long as we keep the cash market strong, which we saw yesterday with some pretty impressive numbers coming for some 9-weight calves again, you know, until we start to see the cash market come under pressure, I think the market will continue to stay strong. It will just see a little bit of profit taking here and there.
And as we know, our hog market likes to follow the cattle market. So hogs have had a little bit of pressure recently as well.
You know, they are. And I think the futures market was in sympathy with the cattle markets. I think that helped pull them down a little bit. Cash continues to trade fairly strong. And I think we saw some profit taking there as well, as, you know, some of the hog, you know, lean hog contracts traded to new highs yesterday. And I think we saw a little bit of profit taking off of that.
And again, that's Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag. And he helps us out on our Wednesday 1:30 commodity wraps. And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.